Good morning, SP. What a beautiful morning. This sun Saturday morning. It's getting colder. Let's go to our morning devotion and prayer. Let's open up in prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this wonderful morning. We thank you, God, for giving us wonderful rest last night. And as we come before you, Lord God, in your word today, we just pray, God, grant us, Lord God, to understand and truly, Lord God, receive, oh Lord God, your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, to just come and give us understanding to your holy word that gives life and strengthening, oh Lord God, our spirit, body, and whole being. So we bless you this morning, God, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's open our Bible to John chapter 21, and let's read from verse 1 to 14. I'm reading in the ESV version. After this, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the son of Zebedee, and the two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "Who will go with you?" They went out and got it into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just as the day was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. Yet the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, do you have fish?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because of the quantity of fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved therefore said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Then Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord. He put on his outer garment, for he was stripped for work, and threw himself into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, for the land, but about 100 yards off. When they go out on the land, they saw a charcoal fire in place, with fish laid out on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" Then it was the Lord. They knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and so with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus was revealed to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. Praise God. Bless the reading of the word of the Lord. Amen. And when I'm praying, Lord, what do you want us to hear from you? What do you want us to receive from you this Saturday? As you know, for me, I saw there's a tendency sometimes that I have just to look from my previous studies and preaching and just share. Sometimes I do that because I believe that it's also the word of God that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to us. But when I'm praying, he led me into this passage. Lord, this is an event just right after the crucifixions, a bit 2 weeks or 14 days for, the during the the sufferings, the crucifixions, and then the resurrections. So So I did. I pray about it and then read about it and meditate. And then, yeah, I think there's a great truth and wonderful message that the Word of God in this passage are going to, reveal to us today by the Holy Spirit. So just pray for the Holy Spirit to lead us and open our understanding. Now, this is the event wherein the third time that the Lord Jesus Christ is appeared to the disciples. But prior to appearing to the disciples, he first appeared after the resurrection to Mary and Salome and the rest of the women. When they are early in the morning, they went into the tomb and probably to dress up and just to visit, or not to visit, or just to see where the Lord Jesus Christ is laid. Is laid, and then and they saw that the tomb is open, and then after that is the Lord Jesus Christ appeared to them in the road, and they said, "Go and tell to the disciples, their brothers, that I am going to meet them and in Galilee." That's in Matthew, can be found in Matthew in Galilee. And then after that, the second meeting is that at the first meeting, the Lord Jesus Christ meet with the disciple when they are in the room. The door is closed, and all of a sudden they greeted them inside the house. And that first encounter with the Lord after the resurrection with the Lord Jesus is he gave peace. He said, "Peace be with you." And at the same time, he gave the Holy Spirit, and the disciples receive the Holy Spirit. That is on the first meeting after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And receiving in the first meeting is different from the place of Acts, when in the Acts is they were filled with the Holy Spirit, but in this first meeting during the resurrection is they are receiving the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus Christ giving them the Holy Spirit. And the second meeting, and in that first meeting, Matthew is not there with them. So in the second meeting, after 8 days, now again they are in one room, one place, and then the Lord Jesus Christ showed again, and there Thomas before that second meeting, when disciples told Thomas that they see the Lord Jesus Christ but had been resurrected, he did not believe. Said, "I want to see. If I can see the wound in his hand and his feet, I will believe." So after 8 days, they are in meeting again, and the Lord Jesus Christ appeared, and truly the Lord Jesus asked Thomas to touch and see the wound in his hand and his feet, and even in his side. And then after that is third meeting is in there in the Sea of Galilee, the shore wherein Peter and other six disciples are going or fishing in Galilee. So this is the passage that we're read that the Lord Jesus Christ is meeting the seven disciples, including Peter, Nathaniel, Thomas, James, and two more of them fishing. So after that's the second meeting of the Lord Jesus Christ with the disciples. Oh yes, they went to to Galilee, and then while there, Peter decided to go fishing. And as we have read that six of them with him, no one's objected, and they want, yeah, let's go fishing. I'd go to go and went and fishing. And then the whole night they were fishing again. They did not caught any fish in the whole night. Now we will see in this passage, when I am looking at it and reading a bit, you can see that there are just a few words of conversation between the Lord Jesus Christ and the seven apostles. And if you can see the first, it is the first word that the Lord Jesus Christ said to them is children. He addresses his disciple children, and when the Lord Jesus Christ called them. No, it is from the very first meeting. If you try to compare when the Lord Jesus Christ called them, they addressed them. He said, "Come, follow me." and then I will make you a fishers of men. But he, the Lord Jesus Christ, after the resurrection, called them children. And if we try to think about it, disciples in the Lord is with the Lord Jesus Christ for 3 years, and the ministry being together. He might address, you know, friend or you know, disciples, or they can address as their name, but not what the Lord Jesus Christ called them in the second encounter in the Sea of Galilee. Is they called them children. You know, this word children, the Lord Jesus Christ addressed them. This is the second time that the Lord Jesus Christ addressed his disciples children. The first one is in John chapter 13, verse 33, when he said, little children. But this children in John 13, 33 is different, the children that when he addressed here in John 21. The children in John 13, verse 33, in the original text, is technion. I hope I am reading it correctly. The meaning is an infant. No? Children, word in John 13:33 is in the original is an infant. But here in the text, he uses in John 21 is paideon, which meaning paideon means half grown boy, half young or grown boy or young boy. Now in this, I believe when the Lord Jesus Christ saw the disciples, there's some changes from the beginning of the meeting, even when they are with the Lord Jesus Christ after the resurrection, after those things happened to them, you know, from being infant in faith, being focusing of who's to be the greatest in the kingdom, and all those experience like Peter denied 3 times, Thomas demanding more sign to believe, and they are all abandoned him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and seeing their master tortured, crucified and killed, but they remain hopeful and they remain together and did not abandon their faith. Jesus saw them grow in their faith from infant babe faith, and now after this, even these things happened to them, the Lord Jesus Christ saw this grow in their faith. That's why the Lord Jesus Christ called them children, you know. And I believe, church, God is a God of increase. All he created that has life in it grow and develop naturally. That's why he said during the creation that it was very good. Even there are storm and thick cloud when you wake up in the morning, but that doesn't stop the sun to set its course during the day. And that's how created the sun. The same thing in our life. When we are reconciled with God through Jesus Christ's sacrifice, we become infant in faith. But as we walk in faith, testing and trials comes in our way, not to derail us or keep us not to grow. And sometimes people may see and may comment, you need to grow because of what they can see or they see in our circumstances that is happening in our life. But church, no person on earth can make one person to grow in faith. For apostles said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, only God can give growth. And let us be encouraged in what is written in James chapter 1, verse 2 and 4. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance, and let endurance have its perfect result, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. So when we are sometimes experiencing things that it is beyond comprehend and understanding, in the Lord Jesus Christ, this kind of things happening to us is sometimes God use it to strengthen us and to grow our faith. Just like what is written in James so that we may be perfect and complete and lacking anything. Church, we are growing in faith. If you are looking something, said that, oh, it seems that I am growing in my faith. Church, it's not for you to know that you are growing. It is the Lord Jesus Christ can make us grow. Amen. That's why he addresses children. It's so wonderful to know this word that the Lord Jesus Christ. And then again, the disciples fishing the whole night, yet they caught nothing. Because when the Lord said, do you have fish? Children, do you have fish? But, you know, we read that the whole night, again, is they did not caught any fish. We have, and then let's compare the first scenario when the disciples are being are called to be a followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. We remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is being pressed by so many crowd in the Galilee, and then he need to go in the boat, and that the boat of Peter, in order for her to teach the good news to all, to so many crowd. And then after that, after he thought, he turned to the owner of the boat, which is Peter, and said, "Go a little deep, and then cast your net, you know, going to the right, on the right side of the boat." And if you're going to look on that passage, Peter haven't said yet anything that they have not caught any fish. But still, they, so that's why after the Lord Jesus Christ told them that word, that go into deep, and Peter explained, teacher, we haven't caught any fish the whole night. But still they followed, and then truly they hold so many fish that even the nets is breaking, and then they begin to sink. But this time again, the man standing on the shore asking to, "Do you have any fish?" And they answered, "No." And then they said that we fish all night, and then we caught nothing. But yet they have not, you know, recognized the one that he is asking. And then he said, "Throw your net onto your, you know, right side." And then again, the miracle came. They caught so many fish, and then that's a time that John the Beloved recognized that it is the Lord. They remember again the miracle that had been happened the first time they met the Lord Jesus Christ, that the Lord gave a miracle of so many kind of fish. Amen. Peter have not said a word, yet the Lord Jesus know what happened the whole night. Peter's companion, Peter and the other disciples, fishing is their work, and they might told themselves that this lake is not the same as before with fish. They were not able to draw it in it because of the multitude of fish. The disciples did as the men on the shore asked, and were successful beyond expectation. This shows the difference between doing work without the divine guidance and with the divine guidance. And as the Lord directed them and obeyed, the nothing become something. When God is working, or he is doing a divine work in your place or of working or in your work, it become more fruitful. They did nothing. It's just like what the disciples are experiencing. Nothing they caught, but when the Lord Jesus Christ directed the work, then nothing becomes something. And the fear of the Lord is a great, great catch for men. Amen. The fear of the Lord is a great catch for men. The experience must have reminded the disciples of similar incident many months before. Though on that occasion the net was broken and the boat began to sink, we have even greater reason to expect blessing as he directs our service. Amen. Jesus never commanded his disciples to go fishing, but he commanded us to preach the gospel and make disciples. Christ's presence, if he would but come among us in the fullness of his strength, would do so much more for us than anything that we have ever seen. Christ had but to will it, and the fish came swimming shoals to the net. Even the Lord Jesus, I believe that the Lord commanded the fish, to go inside the nets of the fishermen. That's why, they caught so many fish and large fish, and they said it is hand. And even John recorded and counted, put the number of that large fish to 153. So the disciples recognize when this the Lord Jesus Christ, when they have this miracle. It is a miracle, certainly, but yet neither the fisherman nor his boat nor his fishing tackle are ignored. All recorded in the book of the scriptures, they are all used and all employed. Let us learn that in saving up souls, God work means that so long as the present economy shall stand, God will be pleased with the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. It's quoted by Charles Spurgeon. And again, he said that perhaps if they have not fish at night, Christ would not have given them fish in the daytime. He does not often come to bless idlers. He acts sovereignty. He generally gives his blessing to those churches that do most for him. Amen. And then after that, the Lord asked fish to the disciples. Jesus said to them in verse 20 and chapter 20 of verse 10, bring some of the fish that you have just caught. The order of the event shows that Jesus had food for them before the great catch of fish were brought in. Prior, the Lord Jesus Christ, again, prepared food for them. Even they probably, recognized, or the Lord Jesus requested fish. The Lord Jesus already prepared charcoal and already, have this fish and the bread prepared for them on the shore. And when the disciple came to land, they saw charcoal with fish and bread laid. I think Peter arrived first, with the wet clothes. But after that, you have not read any recorded conversation between the Lord Jesus and Apostle Peter and Peter, until when the other disciples followed them and bringing the net full of fish with them. And when the boat and the disciple landed, then Jesus asked to bring some fish caught, and Peter immediately ran on the boat, pull on the net full of big fish, and full the net of bring. This reminds me, the Lord, that it is not only for us. The Lord bless that we can also share the blessing that he gave to us. And then after that, the Lord Jesus Christ invited them, come and have breakfast. That even then, no one of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? Because they knew it was the Lord. Now, there's something changes before the crucifixion than after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And imagine, they have this already, the third meeting after the resurrection, but still, there's something in their mind that, they did not to ask. Probably there's something in the face of the Lord Jesus Christ different before, but still they believe that it is the Lord. So Jesus said to them, come and eat breakfast. Again, we see the servant nature of Jesus Christ. Even in his resurrection, he prepared breakfast. He is a wonderful picture of intimate fellowship. Jesus gave it to them, and likewise the fish. Eventually, there solemn, significant in his manner, in the to consider him as a person who supplied all their needs. The Lord Jesus Christ showing them, I am your provider when all night, but that I am your provider. They ate the bread and fish that morning, though probably with tears in his eyes at that fire of how stood and warned himself when he denied his masters. Thomas stood there wondering that he should have dared to ask such proofs of a fact most clear. All of them felt that they could shrink into nothing in his divine presence since they have behaved so ill. Yet it is not the Lord, but this is not what the Lord are seeing in them. He come and show himself and meet them, not to condemn them. He came not to tell them, oh, this is your sin. No. He came and to show his goodness. He came and to show his love. He came by showing example on how we should treat others. First, the Lord Jesus Christ show first. Yes, Jesus knows what the disciples done, but in three meetings, even in during the Acts, during the Pentecost, he never mentioned about the things that they have done, the sin they have done in the Lord Jesus Christ. All the Lord Jesus Christ is showing is his love, his goodness, his forgiveness, his plan that the Lord were going to use this very simple people, fishermen, to proclaim and spread the gospel, the good news, and the resurrection and the salvation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So as we come into prayer this morning and invite Vea to share as a worship to us, I want us to come before Him. And especially those who are experiencing hardship and even the feeling in the life that seems that we are not growing in faith because of the things that is happening in our life. That it seems that it's, you know, drawing us away in our faith. The church, looking at the story of the disciples, become apostles after the commissioning of the Lord Jesus Christ. They have been used by God. They have been called and prepared by God. From infant faith, grow as a young man, become a witness, share the word of God. Church, I believe God is using circumstances in our life. No one will say that we are not growing. Because even Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, Paul planted it, Apollos watered it, it is God. We are growing in faith through Him. And we thank you, God. Grace, goodness to us. Let's worship. All my life. As we will sing the goodness of God. Amen. It's a wonderful worship. All my life, you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am able, I will sing the goodness of God. Amen. And let's go to our morning prayer this morning. Let's lift up all our brothers, sisters, or friends who are suffering cancer, hemorrhages, and salvation from the Lord. Next slide, please. Let's also pray for all those with infirmities, declaring and receiving that by His wound we are healed. Let us pray. We also for those looking job, pray for the opportunity that the Lord opened for them to work, and pray for the faith to continue to rise, and pray for the patience and comfort upon them and provision. Slides, please. Pray for our mission focus today for USA, New York, North Korea, missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, persecuted churches, and Middle East. Let's pray. Let's also lift up the SP weekend gatherings, Sunday services, the Well, SP Kids Worship, Hospitality, SP Youth, Spin and Spiel services and activities, migrant work classes, and all the meetings. Let's pray. And let's also lift up all the pregnant women in our church, like Kathleen Healing and others. Pray for covering and protection, good health for the mom and the babies, and just having the joy and the peace in their heart. Let's pray. Let us also lift up our city, Hong Kong. Let's pray. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this day. Thank you, God, for all the prayers, God, that is heard and uttered, O Lord God, in this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for meeting us, O Lord God. Despite, O Lord God, of things, O Lord God, that is we experiencing. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're always there to meet us, to show your love and your kindness, O Lord God. That, Lord God, helping us to remember, Lord God, that all the days of our lives, you are always there giving miracles, O Lord God, in our life. That we all remember, God, that you are always the one who provides our needs. That we remember, O Lord God, that you are always inviting us to come and draw near unto you. Just as the word of scripture said, that draw near to God and you will draw near to us. Thank you, O Lord God, for your goodness. O Lord God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Father God, that when you have forgiven us, you forget, Lord God, all the sin that we have done because of your great love, because of your goodness, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us, Lord, to continually live in victory, knowing and understanding and believing that Jesus is always with us. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting any person experiencing right now that is so difficulties in his life and their life, Lord God. Thank you for meeting them today, Lord God. Thank you for speaking to them today, Lord God. Thank you for the miracles, O Lord God, that you're going to show in your goodness to them, Father God, as always. Thank you, Lord God, for hardening not their heart, O Lord God, as they receive your direction, O Lord God. Because as you have been directed and they follow and your divine works with their works, God, they will bear fruit, they will accomplish much, O Lord God, as they abide in your words, as we abide in your words. Thank you, Father. We bless you, we honor you. We glorify you and give you all praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen and amen. God bless, church, and enjoy the rest of your prayer time. And have a great and blessed weekend. God bless.